Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
That was Miss Pac-Man dubstep or something. Was it sounding slow and crazy to you?
It actually does sound a little crazy. And hold on. Do you have a Twitch going that, so you can hear it?
I think I do have two Twitches open, but I turned off the sound on both of them, so we should be good to go. You got an infinite loop going there. See? You know there? Because you can see our Twitch on our front page.
Yes.
And then you see it in the bottom right corner.
Wait a minute. That might be the problem. I'm, you know what? There. Hold on. Oh, that's so much better.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is going on? I'm so confused. Okay.
Why am I hearing Twitch, the Twitch list is Twitch 4 and 5 times? Really? Because you see our front page. What? You've restructured. We've restructured a bit.
Yeah.
We're cleaning up our mess a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost choked it then. Not even.
Am I showing? Or is it showing?
You are showing. You're showing your Twitch. I want you to pop this up before we.
I have been known.
Yeah,
to show
being bad.
More often than not.
when you get to show that link right there, I just put this up on Facebook. Lovely thing you all went out did.
Hmm? All right, you'll do that now? Am I showing it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely.
Come on. Thank you.
She's going to get it down. She's doing great. You're doing great. Lovely, you all went out and did something amazing. Some of you have already come over and read it, as I see in the back end of our site. Fantastical. Lovely. But it's, wow, quite a few of you, actually, not that I refresh. Y'all are serious business about Saints Row. Anyway, we got an exclusive interview with Arif. Kenshin. I really don't care what his name is because he is so cute. Do you
now,
see that
I was
there?
Just about to say, I was like, that he is nice looking right there.
He is nice. He got nice lap room.
Right? He is working that suit.
Right, guys? Girls love a guy in a suit, I'm going to tell you. Make it work. Make it hot. Yeah, so there's an exclusive interview there. There's also a review up for Pool Nation that you all fell in love with that he got a chance to review. Make sure you check that out. Extra PlayStation, for those of you who have PlayStations. A lot of you are becoming PlayStation fans, apparently, as we discovered yesterday. Snow and I doing the news, remember?
Yes.
Oh, man. Y'all are serious business with the PlayStation when you make it sell out. That's serious.
I actually have some news about Xbox One as well, but I can start with that.
Go ahead.
It's rolled all up in there.
You can go ahead.
Hell did I put it? Ooh, sorry. Where the heck did I put that?
Ooh, where did she put it?
There it is. Okay, I found it. Okay, so this is about the Xbox One, which I'm really surprised by this, to be honest. Best Buy has exhausted its stock of Xbox One pre-orders and is no longer accepting online purchases.
Oh, I had some games today.
They're out.
Oh, wow.
They're
out. That's just since yesterday.
Yep. Best Buy's
Xbox,
product
not PlayStation. Xbox.
Yeah, this is Xbox One. Best Buy's product page for Xbox One notes that the console is sold out online and currently does not allow customers to complete a purchase for the system. For now, Xbox One is still available for pre-order on Amazon as well as Walmart, Target, and GameStop. Wow. Okay, this follows news yesterday that GameStop sold out of PlayStation 4 pre-orders, though other retailers, including Best Buy, are currently still allowing PS4 orders to be placed. We've reached out to Microsoft and Best Buy to find out if stock will be replenished, and we'll update the story within a comment we received. This was off of IGN. So while GameStop is completely out of PS4s, apparently Best Buy is out of the Xbox Ones. I am honestly surprised. I did not think that Xbox One would be doing this well with all the crap that happened.
I did not think so either. I think it's when they backpedaled, that's what
that
got them back
in
the door.
Yeah, that I'll have to agree with, yeah.
And Matrick leaving also helped.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, Matrick leaving also helped.
Seriously, thank goodness.
That guy is, he's just like the most smug, arrogant.
He is. Yeah. He is. And I'm not even sure exactly what his deal is. I don't understand what his major malfunction is, to be honest.
Does he think he's cute?
He's not cute. That
What's
man.
The deal, dude?
Okay, see, usually if someone is not attractive, they have other qualities working for them, redeeming qualities. He has none.
That's not nice, no.
What's that mean? Was that mean?
That is not nice.
It's true, though.
That was very, very mean. Say it again. That is very, say it again.
Very bad, no, very bad.
Oh, yeah. Very bad snow. Very bad snow. All right, so my metro is not ready to go. Pardon me. Trying to breathe and stuff. You know, I live in Texas. But got some interesting things going on. Warren Spector, who I consider to be gaming royalty, I plan to sit in his lap, has been asking an interesting question. Yes. Warren's kind of, he's got an older man kind of sexy going on for him. He's asking an interesting question that we will probably talk about tomorrow night when we do the show. He says, where is gaming's Roger Ebert? He says that the gaming industry will become a legitimized mainstream form of entertainment when we have publications that can offer regular critical analysis of games. I like what he's saying there. I really do. And I agree with him. The problem there is, Warren, is that I hate to say this, and I love our guys that listen to the show, and come on, this is no dig at you, but it's still a male-dominated, young white male-dominated industry, and they do not understand. I don't think even they grasp that this is actually a serious business. We're all making millions of dollars. Well, not here specifically, but, you know, there's millions of dollars flowing into the gaming industry, so you have to take yourself seriously as well as your publication, and you cannot decide you like a game because your friend works at the company, or, you know, any of the other numerous things that they do, or take money to review a game. Roger Ebert and any of those, you know, famous critics, they didn't take money to give a good review of a movie. You know, you would pay for them to come out and see your movie, but they never took money for a review and then gave it a good review. They never built the public. Now, sometimes people disregarded their opinion, and that's their right to do so, but they gave an honest opinion, and we're not going to have that until we have more publications like ours, where we are brutally honest. We don't care what you gave us. We don't like you. We don't like you. And if we like you, we like you. So that's what we need, more people that are willing to be honest, even if it may cost them a little bit. What you think, Snow?
Hang on. I'm dying. Be right back.
Don't die. Did she just put me on hold? Said she dies. Be right back. I guess I have to take it on home for y'all then.
No, I'm good.
The woman
that
ran away.
What happened? I like breathed in funny or something, and woo! All right, man. All right. No,
fun
I
choke.
Agree.
That's not the
I
fun
agree.
Choke.
There needs to be more publications, more honest critics in any entertainment medium that give honest opinion. Just, you know, how much are you going to pay me, kind of thing. Because I'm gonna tell you. We always say we will eviscerate you if your game is bad, and we do. We don't hold back at all. And we warn game developers about this, and they still give us games. That says something right there.
That is the first. Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
I got an email that I needed to look at. Yeah, I'll tell you about that one later. Okay, from a game company, ironically. Yeah, that's one of the first things that I put in an email with a company that's never dealt with us before is, are you sure? Especially when it's an indie company, because we love our indies. I don't want to have to give them a bad review, but if it's bad, it's bad. And that's the first thing we say is, in my email, I go, just want to let you know, We are not that type of game developer where we're going to be nice to you if it's bad. We won't. So you need to rethink, you know, think about this. Do you really want to give us your game? And about 95% of them say yes, and some just don't answer back because they go and they read and they go, oh, she's not joking.
Mm-hmm.
When she says they're going to talk, they're going to say whatever they're going to say, she is not joking. No, thanks. They're a Gaminatrix, thanks.
Well, we do have the brave ones who
we'll
actually do
time.
Give us the games and who we do end up eviscerating, and they come back for more, and it's very strange.
It's not strange. I have a lot of respect for them because they, especially the boyfriend game people, you know, you have ripped them a new one several times, and they still come back, and they go and they try to improve, and I think they appreciate that you know, you're not nice to them. You don't tell them nice stuff just because they gave you the game. You tell them what they need to hear so that they can improve. And they still have every so often, you girl, come to take a look at it. We've done this. You know, we've some improvements. Ask Snow if she'll do it again. And be like, Snow's busy.
Thank you for that, No. I mean, honestly, I would look at it again if they said they made improvements. And and I will. It's not that I'd like the, well, I dislike the overall concept, I'll be honest. But I can, the thing with what a critic has to be able to do, whether it's a food critic, movie critic, music critic, video game critic, whatever, what you have to be able to do is distance yourself from the type of game that you normally like or the type of thing that you normally like and look at what's presented to you as what it is and not, well, I don't like this kind, so I'm not going to like this. You know what I mean? For example, a music critic. Just because you don't really like heavy metal music doesn't mean that you can't take a step back and appreciate a heavy metal song for what it is, because I got to tell you, some heavy metal songs, musically, they are amazing. I mean, it takes pure talent to be able to play some of that music. And I am not a huge fan of some heavy metal music because I just don't understand it. But I can appreciate the fact that some of it is really freaking hardcore. And you have to be able to do that with games especially. I don't really like those kinds of games. That's not my kind of game where, you know, you have like really, it's like stereotyped women and men and all those crap. Stereotyped out the yin-yang. I don't like that. I really don't. But I can appreciate certain aspects of the game. And I will say there were certain aspects that kind of made me giggle. But overall, it just wasn't a very good game. That's just me.
Now. True. All right. So what are we doing? What you got? For the
sorry. I got distracted by coughing and by talking about that. And I actually have something that comes right along on our we did a piece last night about this crazy guy who was basically stalking people on Facebook and, you know, stalking cosplayers and that kind of thing, Comic-Con. And here's another incident of a jerk getting harassing women, gaming women. Okay, here we go. So apparently there was this jerk who was using fake geek girl advisory stickers to harass women at RTX. Okay? So Harris O'Malley, who is known better by his internet alter ego, Dr. Nerdlove, he gives love and sex advice to geeks. Anyway. He handed out stickers to poke fun at fake geek girls. No doubt you have seen the fake dating sites featuring alleged gamers and geeks and the pictures featuring professional models dressed up as geeks to titillate men. According to Kotaku, O'Malley created a fake geek girl advisory sticker and handed them out recently at RTX this weekend. RTX is an annual fan event put together by fine folks at Rooster Teeth Productions, in case you didn't know. All was well until O'Malley was approached by RTX Guardians, who actually are event volunteers, asking him about the stickers. Apparently, some unidentified male attendee decided to use them to harass female attendees. According to the report, the unidentified individual was slapping O'Malley's stickers on women's butts. Sorry.
Oh, man, now I wish I had gone to RTX. Wish I had gone this year. Why wasn't I there this time? Oh, my God.
The RTX Guardians asked O'Malley to put stickers away. And this is what he said, basically. After establishing that I hadn't had anyone else handing them out for me, and that I'd left several out and about as freebies, they told me that somebody was taking them and slapping them onto women's butts and the backs of their costumes. They asked if I could refrain from handing out any more until they got the matter cleared up. Evidently, they had a description of the guy and had everyone out looking for him. Ultimately, the RTX staff expelled two people for inappropriate behavior, harassment. One of those people was a person using the stickers. After what happened at RTX, O'Malley's considering getting rid of Heather. He has a lot more to say about the whole ordeal in the Kotaku report, and you can see his reaction to what happens if you look at his blog, and let me give you the URL for the blog. In fact, I'll go ahead and Twitch it. He seems like a pretty okay kind of guy.
Oop. I'm still not understanding the purpose of what he did, to be honest with you.
I'm not either. Give me just a second. It didn't. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and warn you, there's probably a word on here that may not. It's not too bad. It's one of the words that I'm allowed to say on air, but I don't. Oh, come on. Really, IE? Why are you so slow? Here you go.
Why you don't work?
Why you don't work? Okay, you know what? There's a lot of words there. Let me just take that off. apparently, he's not happy. So that was the blog. You saw a very brief picture of it. Sorry about that, guys. But that was the blog. Basically, it's drnerdlove.com.
Oh. It did go away really quickly.
Yeah. I noticed a couple of other words. I'm like, oh, hey. It's drnerdlove.com. You can look that up. You can see his blog. He is not happy with that at all. At all. And just so you know, some of the words on there are not safe for work. That's why it disappeared real quick, because I didn't quite look it over before I posted it. Sorry about that.
Well, you can't see them. It's pretty small, so you would be okay.
Okay, but just so you know, some of the words on there are not safe for work, and they're pretty big words, like bold and capitalized, so they'll draw people's attention. So you don't want to open that up if you're going to get in trouble for looking at stuff like that. But it's drnerdlove.com. He's not happy with the guy, and with good reason. What in the world? What made people think that slapping stickers on women's butts at any event was a good idea?
Crack smoking? I don't know.
Yes.
All right, you devs out there need to be – listen up. There is a free SDK license for you. Where? It's from development tool specialist Marmalade. They're offering free incentives to any developer bringing games to Windows 8 platform. Now, as part of this deal, which begins today. I said today. Did I say today?
Say today, yes.
Today. Wait a minute. I'm going to copy this so that Snow can show you a link here.
Is it safe for work?
While I speak. It's safe for work. It might have some marmalade in it, but what you do with the marmalade is your business. We don't need to know. So Marmalade will be giving away their licenses. It's called the Marmalade SDK, and access to the Windows Phone Dev Center support service and a free Windows 8 phone handset for testing. App Store games must be made with our Marmalade tools, and a beta quality target must be met upon application. So you can't just go over there and be like, I'm going to give me a free Windows 8 phone. I'm going to apply for a license. No, you got to finish something to give to them. Deadlines, okay?
Yep.
Attractive new platforms like Windows 8 are here to stay, and consumers really benefit from being able to choose from a wider range of smartphone handsets and operating systems. That's from the Marmalade CEO, Harvey Elliott. Says Marmalade is all about enabling developers to get their games and apps in front of consumers no matter what devices are using them. And our work with Microsoft is going to make it even easier to reach new marketplaces and with their content. Once your application is complete, you are free to use the free SDK to redeploy your work to other platforms if you like. So you don't just have to stay on the Windows phone, which is nice. On Apple, you can put one on Droid. Very, very nice. I would do so, but I do enough already during the day.
Yes, you do.
One more thing that I need to not be doing. But
yes,
but I'm going to tell you, they said free SDK, and my hand started shaking. Man, you give me a free deck. See, Snow doesn't know, a few months ago, Windows gave away their entire catalog of developer books so that you could develop for the Windows 8 phone for free.
We're
talking about 15. Yeah, I downloaded all of them. I got all of them. and I keep looking, slipping. Look at that. Oh, look at that. I can could do that. Yeah, you have to be careful giving me stuff with code in it. I always say I don't like it, but I really secretly do. I do. I like coding. I'm sorry, when it says it, I type stuff and then it does stuff. I love it. Do you know what I was doing before we got on Pixanista last night, by the way?
What?
No, did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
I was at I was at a place called, in Second Life, called the Builder's Foundry. And what they have in there is an entire sim full of places to build things and code.
Oh,
not just code for Second Life, but all kinds of code and stuff about Blender and Marvelous Designer and Photoshop and SDKs. And I was in there for a good 2 hours just lost. Somebody was talking to me. I didn't even see them. I was like, what? What do you want?
I am busy.
Stop talking to me. See, I'm over here looking at them. I'm busy. I'm trying to buy it. Oh, lovely. So go over. Did you? Let me see. Yeah, go over to the site if you're interested.
I got it covered. You checking up on me, woman? I got it covered.
I was making sure. I didn't want to be talking about it and not be up. But you can go over. This is what the website looks like. You go over.
You know,
they
I
look to be very
like
well organized. They've got some case studies and things up. If you have been kind of dabbling, I know one particular lovely young man whom I owe a visit to, you know who you are, developed a game. You might want to try this one out. You're already where all the good Windows stuff is. God, he's so cute. Oh, I didn't mean to say that out loud. Anyway, yeah, go check this.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I really
you totally
did.
Meant that one.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. If I meant to say it out loud, I would have. It just kind of slipped out. See,
do
I stay
person?
In trouble. Anyways, no, your turn.
Wait, do
no.
I know this person?
Mm. And I'm going to be quiet because I've already said enough. I have said enough. I said too much then.
You are going to be getting a
call
later.
My hands are all red.
You'll be getting a call later. Hey, Corey, how you doing?
No. No.
I heard you talking about me on air.
Okay. So, you know how many of you do the news? Do the news!
That's right. You know, I never introduced this show, right?
We don't introduce the show in the morning. You're
yeah,
fine.
We do.
We didn't
I
do that
do.
Sort of thing in the morning. Time. No.
All right. Fine.
Can
fine.
You let y'all know?
Huh? What?
It's your turn.
Oh. So
it
we
be
all,
your turn, woman.
I'm trying to go. Shush. We all know that Apple and Amazon have had a problem with the lawsuit. A whole, like, the word App Store just didn't really go with, if you know, for either of them. Apple was mad. Amazon was mad. It was a big hubbaloo, but apparently they settled it. So, here we go. Apple and Amazon have settled a lawsuit over who has the right to use the term App Store as a destination to sell applications for their respective platforms. U.S. District Judge Phyllis Hamilton in Oakland, California, on Tuesday dismissed the case at the company's request, killing a trial that was set to begin on August 19th. The settlement came about when Apple promised not to sue, and Amazon promised to ditch its counterclaim in the case. The original fight was started by Apple, who felt that, because it had been using the name App Store since 2008 for its iOS digital storefront, that Amazon didn't have the right to use it. Amazon began calling its digital subscription digital distribution portal the App Store for Android in March 2011. Apple began the lawsuit later that month. Apple says we no longer see it. Yeah, no, I'm not. Because we no longer see a need to pursue our case. And this was Kristen Huguette told Reuters. With more than 900,000 apps and 50 billion downloads, customers know where they can purchase their favorite apps. We're gratified that the court has conclusively dismissed this case, Amazon spokeswoman Mary Osako told Reuters. Now, we look forward to continue our focus on delivering the best possible App Store experiences to customers and developers. This is the stupidest lawsuit I have ever heard of
lawsuit
in my
ever.
Entire life. This whole thing, they were going to go to trial, they were going to waste all this money because of two words, App Store. Seriously?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
And Apple.
I mean, honestly, if someone doesn't know the difference between Apple and Amazon, really? I'm flabbergasted, and they had to report like it was some big frickin' deal.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I am not for certain what was the reason behind this, but all right. By the way, apparently Ramadan is going on, so happy Ramadan to people who celebrate Ramadan. I got your religion, I just know Ramadan. So happy Ramadan to you.
Happy Ramadan,
is it
y'all.
Muslim, I believe? It's Muslims. Yeah, happy Ramadan to our Muslim listeners, gamers out there. Fantastical. We're going to become part of a conspiracy theory just because I said that. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're in trouble. Because you said that. I'm going to blame you.
Yeah, we're in trouble already. I'm sorry for being kind and wishing people a happy holiday. Anyway. And I am not Muslim. Yeah. Anyway, Blackberries are being crushed. Not the phones, but people. Yeah. Blackberry has fired its U.S. sales chief, and they're threatening more layoffs. Whoa. Okay, last month, the company fired U.S. sales and marketing vice president Richard Pisenton. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Pisenton's LinkedIn profile hasn't been updated, so it's not clear where he is working at present. Pisenton probably shouldn't have been particularly surprised by his canning, because according to VentureBeat, while BlackBerry's made a big deal of its name changed and BlackBerry 10 launch, neither actually helped the company turn a profit last quarter. Instead, they lost $8.4 million more. Ouch. Losses like that naturally start another discussion, layoffs, unless you work for Nintendo. Sources told the Journal that BlackBerry plans to cut more middle management and support jobs, which will join the 5,000 cuts last year. The layoff rumors come shortly after BlackBerry's annual shareholder meeting, where BlackBerry CEO Thorensen Hines again asked shareholders to be patient with BlackBerry's recovery, which he says is just getting started. I'm going to say you're probably not going to recover. Well, you know, I'm not going to say that. You might. The new BlackBerry is actually kind of cute. I would love to show you an image, but I don't have any. I can see one, but this is not ours, so I can't show it to you. It's an image from their live streaming, their conference that they did to show off the new phone. It's small, ladies and gents. Very beautiful color. I love the big orange. You know, I love me some orange. Big, bold orange color. And it actually has keys for you to type on. But what I'm not clear about is if it has a touchscreen, which is probably what's killing it. It needs a touchscreen, really, in this day and age. You should have one. I like the keys to type on because I hate the touchscreen for typing. And even with small fingers, those things are horrible.
They really are. And they really are. I don't
some
like
people that I've dated that have the guys. The guys that have really big hands really have a hard time. Okay. Man, where's your head at? It's short, so I'm going to jump into this next one.
All right.
Stop it. Zynga. Zynga is about to end civilization as we know it on Facebook. You all should run for the hills now. The zombies aren't coming, but just you know, they can't be far behind. They're taking the wraps off of their real money gambling games today at an event. San Francisco company says that the social gaming remains its heart and soul, but the gambling games are a logical extension for fans who want to bet real money and win in social games. Zynga will launch games in the United Kingdom, where real money online gambling is legal. Sean Ryan, head of game partnerships at Facebook, is showing off the Facebook titles for Zynga. The games include Zynga Plus Poker, Zynga Plus Casino. Both are gambling versions of Zynga's social games produced in partnership with Buen Party, a British real money online gambling company. The games are the first titles in Zynga's strategic expansion into Facebook and mobile gaming games. Investors have been very interested in them because they represent a chance for Zynga to make more money. But Zynga has downplayed the financial opportunity and says it's just in the beginning stages of its experiment. Zynga released the web and downloadable versions. Versions of UK gambling games in April. There's going to be some people that just hit crossing the street trying to play the slots. But the Facebook mobile versions are likely to be a bigger novelty in the UK market. They may also provide more accessible to be more accessible to a new audience. According to VentureBeat, in social games such as Zynga Poker, players can purchase virtual chips with real cash. But they can't cash out their winnings. Why? In Zynga Plus Poker, players will have the option to play for real money. If they choose it, they'll be taken to a different application that is completely different and is based on Buen's approved and regulated gambling game. In such games, players have to prove they are over the age of 18. How? And reside in the jurisdiction where the games are legal. How? They have to put down a deposit with Buen to ensure they can pay for their chips. How? And they can win or lose real money. On top of that, they're eligible to win promotional prizes such as free night stay in a casino hotel or a free buffet meal, much like casinos themselves do in their attempts to lure players to real money casinos. Zynga is making a clear distinction between its existing social app and the gambling app so that users don't get confused about which is which, except for some poor little grandma who's in Nebraska who's going to somehow find her way to this, even though it's in the UK, and end up spending all of her retirement money for the month. The apps have different looks and color schemes, though they both share the same social DNA. It's not yet clear when the apps will launch. Zynga will have Facebook versions of Zynga Plus Poker and Zynga Plus Casino, as well as mobile versions in the near future. The apps are the first result of a strategy the company began pursuing in October 2012 when it hired seasoned real money gambling executives Maytal and Olsha. So,
Say it again. That was cool words.
Maytal and Olsha. And they have stuff like Cityville slots. This is how they're going to get the old ladies, because they're going to see Cityville and slots, and it's not going to be clear to them that they're gambling. They're going to spend up all their money. I don't agree with this at all. Especially, it's too easy for some people to get a hold of this and just run with it.
I agree.
Snow, are you a live woman?
Yes. I'm actually looking for my next
Are you there?
Yes.
Are you still there, GLaDOS?
I only want you gone. Okay. I actually have a very disturbing story to me. So, we're all aware of the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case going on, yes?
This is not going well already.
We all know that George Zimmerman is on trial for shooting Trayvon Martin, and I can say that without saying allegedly, because he admits to it. He just claims that it was in self-defense. I'm not going to say my opinion on that, but I am going to say my opinion on this story. You ready? An Android game featuring murdered Florida teen Trayvon Martin on a revenge tour has been pulled from the Google to report in Salon. The Angry Trayvon game, which developer Trey Digital said has been available since earlier this year, was pulled after the community expressed outrage on Twitter, Facebook, and via a Change.org petition asking Google to yank the game from its Google Play Store. A search for the game's product page via the web returns a not found search error as of this writing, but some claim they are still able to find it. The paid app lets players take control of Trayvon as he uses a dagger, a baseball bat, and other weapons against, quote, bad guys in various locales like Brooklyn, New York. The outrage is due in part to the ongoing trial of George Zimmerman in Florida, who is being accused of murdering the teen. Attorneys for Zimmerman claim that the shooting was in self-defense. How distasteful is making a game about a murdered teen taking revenge on everyone else? I'm fairly sure that his family would not appreciate this.
I am in shock that someone thought this was okay to make. And how, for the love of God, did it get onto the Google Play Store? You people that run these app stores on phones really need to open up two or three job slots for somebody. This is their job, is to peruse the store or look over and approve or disapprove the games. And I'm not talking about approve it because you like it or dislike it or because they paid, but because let me just look at it and see the content. Is this offensive? Your own version of the ESA. Since you refuse to use ESA ratings, you could at least appoint somebody that's their job. This is ridiculous that this made it onto the App Store. I'm disgusted.
That's actually why I wanted to do it. I mean, it's not that I'm trying to give the game any press, because it's a despicable game. It really is. It's absolutely despicable. I can't stand it. But I wanted to do this just to kind of point out how idiotic some game makers are. What in your right mind, or what in your tiny little mind gave you any impression that doing this was a good idea? I mean, how could you have come to that conclusion?
I do not know. I cannot even begin to tell you. I don't know why this was. I'm going to move along. Mm-hmm.
I just have no words. I'm just flabbergasted by this.
All right. Apparently, there's some. Oh, I'm gonna move along because I can't. Apparently, there's some, and I'm not really sure what this is, so I'm just gonna hint at the story. As we find out more, I will gladly share with you more. Remember the game Bloodlines, the Masquerade Bloodlines, the story Vampire,
yeah,
the Masquerade.
Vampire
Bloodlines.
The Masquerade. I love that. I actually have it on my computer.
Well, there's somebody out there trying to revive it. Apparently, there's some people that are reskinning it. Somebody from Troika Games, founded in 1998, Jason Anderson, Leonard Boyarsky, they started working on it in November 2001, and they have a copy of Monolith's 3D LynchTech engine, and that's the game, what the game was built in, and they have been redoing it. And that's about all I can tell you without going into a whole long stuff. I don't know exactly what they're doing. I'm trying to look and see, because here's my concern. I know that the company that does Eve is also making an online version. They've had it in development for quite some years. We've not seen anything on it other than it's up on their site, and they're hiring people for it if you need a job. CCCP Games, by the way, if you want to go see job openings they have there. So I can't really tell you more than that. I see some of the images, which I will share with Snow later. They're beautiful. They're doing a fantastic job rescanning it, and I don't know what they're doing with the code. I hope they do redo it. I would like an online version. I've said that before.
I would love
to be able to bite people and make them my family members. They don't. That's the thing I don't like about our current MMOs. They don't play with other things that they could do. And I know that this can be done where you can probably infect somebody. You know, if you were able to bite people and decide if you were going to kill them or turn them, would be nice. I know Snow would like it.
Yes. I would.
We could have us a whole big vampire just coalition. I would just be biting people all day. They'd be trying to run. Mm-mm. You have been bitten.
You are now under my power.
MMOs. You are under my power. And we go all True Blood on them. As your maker, I mean.
That is hot. I love that. I'd be like, okay. Especially if Eric was the maker.
Dude.
That boy is tall, too.
That boy is 6'4". Yes, he is quite tall. I already know I come up to his elbow. It's 6'4".
Almost the right height.
Y'all want to see the face I'm making now. Yes. What is wrong with us today? This is turning into a very steamy show. All right, let me just alert y'all to this really quick. You got some cash in your pocket. You've been saving your pennies. Usually we tell you there is a sale. We tell you about the sales on Friday. But Steam's annual summer sale could start tomorrow. Blah, 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 blah. Could start tomorrow. There's some things floating around. So there's an email from Steam support rep that mentioned something about Left 4 Dead 2 that may be starting on Steam sales are starting July 11th. The email was shared on Reddit. I think they do this on purpose.
They do.
Okay, so
do.
The Steam summer sale. The Steam summer sale typically offers a load of game bundles, huge discounts, as well as price cuts on individual games, and they change daily. So you got to keep your Steam open. You got to like fall asleep with your laptop in your hand or your iPad, whatever it is you use. You also have the ability to gift games to other people on Steam, which means you don't necessarily need to buy something for yourself or keep any of your money whatsoever. And I want to know, can I sell my games now? Well, you can sell your games now on Steam. I'm going to see what I can sell. Anybody want to buy something from me? Because I already know what I'm going to buy if it goes on sale. I already know. It's on. Sims University up in this piece.
You have been talking about that
for days. Getting my Sims University.
And you got me addicted to Sims 3.
Sometimes.
I'll tell you, I've been up in Sims 3 playing all morning.
I want to play today too. I will not lie to you. And I may just do that. I may do something on one computer and then I have the Sims running on the other because you just got to. Oh my God, talk about delicious! Talk about delicious! All right, so make sure tomorrow you got your pennies together. Be ready to go.
Ready to go.
And you know they have good deals. good deals. We're not talking about half off of a game. We're talking about sometimes a game that costs you $60 may cost you 99 cents tomorrow. So keep an eye out. Go ahead and open up your Steam tonight and just start refreshing a page at 1201. Refresh.
You know, there are people that actually do that. They just sit there and camp and refresh and refresh and refresh and refresh the whole time.
I have done that twice in my life. I did it when the Xbox 360 came out. They were giving them away somewhere online, and I sat and refreshed, and as soon as I managed to get in. I managed to start filling out my application. My internet connection dropped. It was
I'd be mad.
I was cussing. And I remember once Compaq was selling laptops for 99 cents, and I was there at 3 in the morning waiting. I was the fourth person in line, and I got up there and decided I didn't want the laptop. And there was people that were mad at me. Are you going to let me have your spot? I was like, no. I changed my mind. I don't want a Compaq.
I think
because I built them, of course, so I knew they were crap. They were crap. You think I should?
Yes.
You must. I'm not doing it. Go, Snow, go. Tag
your. Is it my turn now? I thought it was yours. Am I lost again? Okay, I'm lost. Here we go. Ready? So, I'm going. Wii U. Miyamoto is actually teasing that there might be a brand new Wii U franchise.
We told y'all they were going to do something.
Yeah. In an interview with Famitsu Magazine in Japan, Miyamoto has said that Nintendo is working on a brand new Wii U game that isn't part of one of Nintendo's existing franchises. And here's some quotes for you. This is a very short one, by the way. With Mario Kart 8 coming out in the spring of next year, we'll have a good selection of Wii U games available. So I'm thinking, isn't it about time to release a new franchise? Famitsu's follow-up question was, a new franchise, would that be a brand new title that you'll be working on? And Miyamoto's response was, I can't talk too much detail right now, but I will say that this new title has been keeping me busy lately. This will be the first brand new game IP to be released on Wii U by Nintendo, except launch title Nintendo Land. And though Nintendo has always innovated within its established franchises since the GameCube days, entirely new franchises have been already at Nintendo. Something totally new would be very well. This was off of, by the way. So, you big Wii U fans, looks like there's a new franchise coming out. I'm excited. I love Nintendo. I love all their games. I still love the old games that I used to play back on the Super Nintendo. I will play those until the cows come home. For real. I love Nintendo.
I want Animal Crossing. I do. Too badly. It's like I want some Sims University. I'm gonna break down. I got stuff to sell.
You are a good breakdown. I can pretty much tell you that.
My hands are shaking.
I'm be like, oh, guess what I did? Like, oh,
Curry, what you doing? Are you speaking Finnish? Have you made a crazy sim yet? By the way, you.
No, actually, I only have one family. I've got me, and I got married. I'm prego, so it's all good. That's my family right now. I'm kind of focusing on that, trying to get my bearings one more time. Then once I get my bearings, I'm gonna make a crazy sim. Have her doing her own little thing.
You know what? I have never tried that. Like, I have a whole family of crazy sims. I'm gonna have to try that today just to see what happens. And if I can twitch it, y'all, it's gonna twitch. I'm telling you. That's gonna be funny. Oh my god, crazy sims.
I tell you about
my crazy one. She's a cop.
They're just fun.
Yeah, my cop that would wear her wedding dress to work, or she would eat in the bathroom on the side of the tub, or she'd get in the tub and eat every time she ate. I don't know why. That's what crazy people do.
I'm too much of a micromanager. I have problems letting my go. Like, I try to micromanage every little thing they do to make them as successful as possible. That's my thing.
I have those moments, and then sometimes I just let them roll with whatever they're going to do, which is fun to watch. All right. Those of you who have been hearing me talk about Age of Wulin and getting into beta, well.
Age of what?
It's right now. The Age of Wulin. I just like saying it. This is from our lovely people in Dublin, Ireland.
Irish. Let me look this up. Hold on.
The Age of Wulin. This is going to be, it's going to be up on our site here in just a second. You can play the Age of Wulin now. The open beta is going to start on the 18th of January. Oh, I'm sorry. Lovely Texas weather. God, I love you, Texas. You could go to their website, which, again, you can follow the link from my site here in just a second. I'm waiting for it to save, and then you can go and look. You can download the client already right now. Again, link is on our site. It's free to play. It's an epic MMORPG set in Imperial China, and it revolves around the lore and practice of the Chinese martial arts within the Wuxia universe. You can join 8 different factions. Martial arts schools, actually, each with their own unique style of combat and experience deep character development, they say. Players will not be bound by traditional leveling system. Instead, you will have the freedom to choose how you want to master your character by acquiring skills through school quests and spying and stealing from other characters at school. Okay,
wow.
That's
kinda hot. That is kind of hot.
Freedom of choice. Freedom of choice is a theme that runs throughout the Age of Wulin, as players can choose from a wide array of professions and align themselves with good or evil. Choices will ultimately determine many different outcomes, providing for a very personalized story, which is unique for every single player. Age of Wulin will offer a unique MMORPG experience in a gigantic open world, including mass-scale PvP and PvE features, such as guild warfare and battle for up to, get this, 1,300 players simultaneously.
I'm sorry.
And you know that's going to be epic. You know it's going to be epic because it's going to be martial arts. It's not going to be your traditional, PvP. It's going to be so epic.
That's
going to
be
epic.
Funny. I mean, can you imagine be like Bruce Lee crap up there?
I'm going. Oh, don't you do that. Don't do that, girl. What? You know. Oh, man. That will get you cut.
What?
That will get you cut with a hand cut.
What?
Don't do that. Don't do it.
What?
They find it offensive. She does it again. I'm not going to be able to protect you. I am not. I'm barely, an orange belt. You're going to be in trouble. You're going to be like, Kurt, you got on 3 black belts.
That's Bruce Lee. That's like noises he makes. That's what I'm talking about. You go back and watch Bruce Lee movies and tell me he don't make noises.
I didn't say that. What I told you was that it sounded offensive. Do you mean people got slapped in the back of the head? Master Ben Meyer for doing that. Whoa, what?
Girl, I know. I'm not talking about actual people in real life. I'm talking about the movies. The kung fu movies. I watch these all the time. The badly dubbed kung fu movies. I love them. They're so hilarious.
I am not disagreeing with you.
They make the noises
all the time. If you happen to be around a martial arts instructor, he will smack you in the back of the head for making a noise. They're like, no.
Good, but I'm not a martial artist, so it's all good.
That's even worse because you can't defend yourself when they smack you in the back of the head.
Why would I? If he's my instructor, obviously he can kick my butt. I'm not gonna try anyway.
I wouldn't say he was gonna be your instructor. I said, don't do it at the wrong time. I'm trying to help you, woman.
Nah, whatever.
I don't want them to smack
me. All I'm saying is, it's offensive. That's the noises they make in them kung fu movies. That's all I was imitating.
Y'all, we love her. We're going to miss her.
What?
Next! We're going to miss you. Next!
Ain't nothing going to happen to me. All right. Anyway, moving on. So apparently Nintendo has won a major victory against R4 resellers. You ready? Here we go. Nintendo, Square Enix, and a number of other Japanese game makers have won a major victory in a long-running battle against two distributors of R4 devices. The devices are used to store and play unlicensed versions of games, a.k.a. pirated, for Nintendo's many handheld devices. According to Nintendo of Japan, a Tokyo court recently ruled that two R4 sellers in the city have paid a total of, ¥95,625,000, which is almost $945,000 in U.S. currency, and damages to Nintendo and about 50 of the companies involved in the lawsuit, including Square Enix, Konami, Capcom, Level 5, and Namco Bandai. Nintendo, Square Enix, and a number of other Japanese companies won a long-standing legal battle against two distributors of R4 devices, and Nintendo announced today in a report on its website. Along with this victory, Nintendo promised that it would continue to fight against flash cart resellers. Last year, the government of Japan banned R4 and similar flash cart devices from being sold in the country. Nintendo followed up those bans by reporting companies that use the devices and publicly proclaiming that such devices infringe its intellectual property. Have to agree there. You know, I do not agree with people who sell devices like this. Now, granted, I have pirated a couple of games in my time, but the thing is, I went back and bought them later. That's just how I am. But if you have an R4 device that's used to store pirated games, obviously you have more than one pirated game, basically. And I don't agree with anybody who would, who would not publicize, not
pirate.
No, crap. It's right on the top of my tongue. It's like you're encouraging something. You are promoting. There you go, promoting. That's the word. I don't like anyone. I don't like any device that would promote pirate games. That would help push it. That would help people think that, well, if I just buy it and I can store it on here and everything will be fine. I don't like that at all. This is basically promoting pirating overall, and it's just not cool. Not cool.
All right. Now, this next one I got, wait a minute, I actually have a trailer for you, and I may check this out today just to see what see what's what. This is a new game from CrowdStar. CrowdStar is hiring, by the way, in case I didn't mention that yesterday. They're hiring a community manager, if you need a job. But they've also released a new game today, which probably, like I said, I'll check out. It's targeting women. We would normally do this on Pixinista, but it just came out today. So, it's a game called Covet Fashion. It's available today on your iPhone and iPad. The game is supposed to blur the line between real-world shopping and fashion games, since CrowdStar has recently formed some alliances with some high-end existing fashion brands. Excuse me. In the title, users can buy virtual outfits and accessories that are based on actual fashion designs, including current seasonal wear. The free-to-play app turns fashion discovery into a game. This is from Jeff Tseng, who's the chief executive of San Francisco-based CrowdStar, in an interview with our friends over at GamesBeat. One player creates their own favorite, they can get free feedback from friends who can vote. Why can't I talk today? Wow. Oh. Who can vote on it. The highest-rated creations are the winners, and players can actually win real-world merchandise as a result. Players who like their virtual creations will be able to buy them in the real world through seamless links to e-commerce sites. And you can also pin your favorite discoveries to Pinterest. He said this is possible in part because the iPad has become a real tool for shopping. If you fall in love with your virtual items, you may buy them in the real world. Highly unlikely, because the stuff I like, I cannot afford. I'm going to tell you now. And even if I could afford it, I probably would not drop $400 on a purse unless I just was balling, seriously. The 60 participating brands at present include Rebecca Minkoff, Joy, Halston Heritage, Danny Joe, Torn by Ronnie Kobo, Cut 25 by Yigal Azrael, I'm sorry, dude, Cynthia Rowley, Sigerson Morrison, Hudson, and Botkir. None of them I like, so I wouldn't be doing that anyway. In the game, you can style your virtual mannequin from head to toe in a variety of themed challenges, like creating the best outfit for a certain kind of party. Players can choose from more than 1,000 unique pieces of clothing. And if your outfit is voted the most popular, you have a chance to win merchandise in the real world. And fashion designer Rachel Zoe will be one of the number one style ambassador judges and writes style tips and provides Covet players with expert fashion advice. Okay, I may play with that just because I like Rachel Zoe. I want to talk to her. she's a Covet Fashion gives you access to a massive closet full of the season's best fashion. It's just whether you're shopping for your avatar or for yourself, the styling aspect appeals to anyone that is passionate about fashion. The CrowdStar Studio, headed by female game designer Blair Hamilton, has been carving out a name for itself with games for girls and young women. And CrowdStar launched it, and we all played this here. And don't you try to say you didn't, Snow, because you did too. Remember It Girl?
No, I did play that. I just didn't play it long.
Yeah, we didn't play long. Followed by Top Girl in 2011, and then it followed with its Social Girl app in the fall of 2011. Top Stylist debuted in August 2012. Singh said that Covet Fashion will likely appeal to the same crowd, but it may also reach an older audience of women, too. It's its only mobile experience that combines three tenets of fashion: shopping, styling, and being seen. The response is testing has been good. We know that women don't yet have the perfect entertainment experience. Yes, the timing for this could be perfect. I wouldn't say this is a women thing, because I know some guys that like doing this too. Y'all need to stop with the women thing. There's some guys that love them some fashion just as much as women do, some more. Anyway, CrowdStar currently has raised $42.25 million. Are you running that trailer?
I just ran it twice. Yeah, it's very short.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at it. It's 42.25 million to date from backers that include Time Warner and Intel, and 12 million in around last month. It has had more than 250 million game downloads and 80 employees, and Singh says he's actually learning a lot about fashion. I gotta say, I will probably give this a look at. It's, you know what it reminds me of? I don't know if I think you're probably, you might be a little teacher. Paper Dolls, Snow?
Yes, of course I do. I'm not that young.
Okay. Well, if you, those of you who don't remember Paper Dolls, this is what the whole concept is. It's a you would buy these little paper dolls from the store. They cost you about $3 to $4, even, and that was expensive back in the day even. And she came with a whole sheet of paper clothes that you would punch out. They were, you know, perforated. You'd punch them out and you'd put them on the doll and you could mix and match stuff, her hat, her shoes and whatever. And I had a ton of them because my mother used to play with them when she was little. So she was like, oh, you'll love them. And I did for a while. But, you know, sometimes, you know, things happen to paper dolls, like juice.
Yeah. Yeah, or they just kind of get bent up all to nothing just by accident.
Yes, and puppies sometimes get a hold of them, and yeah, so you get all kinds of stuff that happens. So this is kind of the same concept. They just added the whole social aspect. I really would like for CrowdStar, and I'm going to make sure they hear this, what I really would like from you guys is to make a game where the person, and Rachel Zoe is the perfect person to use, where they have to run the fashion business. And I don't mean just make the clothes, but they can run the business. They have to keep up with the trends, something that's going to teach girls and women how to run a business, not just be cute. Sorry, cute's not going
to
cut it.
Mm-mm. You got to have the smarts. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know how to run a business because, you know, cute's, sure, that's great. You may be able to get what you need for being cute for a little while, but what happens when that cute wears off? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have more skills than just looking cute. Right? Am I right?
Yes, ma'am. You'll be right. We got 4 minutes. Right. Are you going to squeeze one in?
Actually, let me go ahead and do this real quick. Apparently, Dota 2 exists in beta and is launching on Steam. So apparently Dota 2 is, I'm not going to read it because it's a little long, but for those of you who like Dota, which is, for those of you who don't know, very hardcore, the community is very not noob friendly. So if you don't know what you're doing, read up on it before you try to get in the game or you will be eviscerated in voice chat. I promise you, they are not nice. But for those of you who like Dota, who like the hardcore, who like the challenge, Dota 2 is now on Steam. You can actually look it up, try it. If you don't know what you're doing, I suggest you read up on it before you try it out or else you will not have a good time. And that's it.
This is very, very true.
Yes, and we have less than 2 minutes. Are we ready to go? I think we're ready to go. You got one more short one?
Real quick. Because...
All right, go ahead.
Quick. IGDA Summit has some new keynotes. Ed Fries and Jen McLean. Let me try to get a date for you when this is going to happen. It is this year. Yay. McLean and Fries will bookend the summit. So one's going to be at the beginning with the former opening with talk on leveling up as a leader. She's going to trace her career arc from playtester to CEO. Fries will also show the following day with a recap of what he's been doing in the 9 years since he left Microsoft, and he's also learned what he's learned from those endeavors and what he expects to see emerge as the future of the industry. Joining them as speakers will be more than 50 developers, executives, academics, and more. The IGDA Summit will run July 31st through August 1st in San Francisco at the Hilton Union Square Hotel. Early registration for the summit is $80 for you IGDA members and $150 for non-members. Also, the Casual Connect USA show will be held in the same hotel and also runs July 30th through August 1st if you want to go over and check that out. I would like to hear Miss Jen McLean. She's from 38 Studios, and she's a CEO, or she was a former CEO of 38 Studios. So that will be, I would love to go in here and watch it online. All right, kiddies, it'd be time for us to get out of here. We will see you later.
Yes. So you want to actually tune in tomorrow for the news. We'll be back. I'll be here. Miss Ginger Rocks is actually still under the weather, so kind of keep, you know, send her some shout-outs on Twitter and all that other good stuff. We'll be twitching again, and then tomorrow night we have our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. Thursday nights, we're always off the hook. And we'll be twitching again tomorrow since, you know, since we all figured out how to do it now. It took me a while.
It took her a while. I still got to get mine to work or to get a new one because I have it on two different computers now. So one Twitch, one here, one Twitch there, another. All right. This is going out to Snow right here since she's all stuff again.
I just love it when my Sims cusses me out in Simlish. It's awesome.